Hello everyone, and welcome to the wild. I'm Bennett Rush, and I'm going to be talking all about hunting today. My journey, and why it matters. What it takes, and how beautiful the sport can be at times. Three years it took, just waiting. And I don't remember hearing the shot even go off. And today I'm going to tell you a little story of my first buck. It's easier to eat something when you don't have to put it on the table yourself, but I wasn't raised that way. My dad's side of the family owns a farm, and for their whole lives, anything they ate, they'd killed. I always had that in me, the man who was beyond the disillusionment that meat was just something we ate. So I thought hunting would be easy. But I was very wrong. I was told by a man that taught me much about the sport that multiple people he's been with have cried after their first kill. I'm starting to see why. It was the last week of the season, and I knew my time was running out for the year. I was leaned up against a tree that I had picked out the week before. It had been an hour when I saw four doe dash away behind me. I scoped in to be sure I didn't see antlers, but they were gone in seconds. After another 20 minutes or so, I heard the footsteps. It sounded like a man out for a walk, but I turned and raised my rifle. I see then the buck carefully walking forth, perfectly broadsides to me, with only a few trees between him and I. I wondered then how he got so close to me without me ever noticing, as if he had just spawned 30 yards away from the tree I was leaned up against. Fear and respect have similar symptoms. And while I was stunned out of respect, it shuddered out of fear. At this point, my heart began to race. Within the span of what felt like a second and a half, I pushed my eye to the scope, pulled away, pushed the safety forwards, scoped in again, aimed at its neck, and pulled the trigger. One step. Thud. I unloaded the clip and dropped my rifle, 308 rounds scattered at my feet. My dad, who had been camped out 200 yards away in his own spot, came over, saying the shot sounded like it came from right next to him. I didn't even hear it. When I walked up to the kill, it was surreal. You see deer on the side of the road all the time, but I was immediately hit by the weight of my bullet. Now, while holding up its head, I realized just how alive this deer used to be. There were no tears, but I felt a weird bond with the animal. I'm guessing he doesn't feel the same. After no more than 5 minutes, my cousin and uncle had arrived, radiating pride that I had finally done it. Then, the knife was out, and we got to the ugly part. I'll spare you from most of the details, but this is where I started to feel like less of a man and more a beast, ripping things out, dragging a corpse through the woods, onto a tractor, looking back at the blood on the fallen leaves. It weighed as much as me. The skinning was the hardest part, turning a creature into meat, the blood on my hands. But the more skin we pulled down, the more I began to take to it. I then realized that part of me was developed. The family value of doing the work that needed to be done. I started this by taking a life, and now I'm going to finish it. It wasn't for nothing. Deal with the consequences, the guilt, but do the job. It gets easier, faster than you can imagine. By the time I had carved and sawed and picked apart, I wasn't so much feeling the sympathy anymore. Many see hunting as a cruel practice, killing for sport. Some accept that it's in our nature. Humans are predators, after all. But times have changed, leaving hunters in a vast minority while people still eat meat they can buy in a supermarket. But I'm not heartless enough to shoot a deer and be void of emotion. It's a living being. The emotional, physical, and mental journey that you go through, that's why we do it. Because I spent a year reading and studying to get a license. I spent 3 years tracking and studying the land, picking out spots, trying them for 8 hours at a time, not moving, hardly blinking, making no sound. When it finally paid off, I felt mortality at my feet. On the way home, I showed a good family friend of mine the antlers I sawed off. He's a callous man. Someone who I would never expect to say what he said. But he held the trophy up and said, "Isn't it amazing that nature can make something this beautiful?" I said, "Yeah." Everything about this sport, when you really get into it, sounds like the worst time in the world. So why do we do it? It's not simply man against nature, as a lot of people perceive it to be. It's about reflection and knowing nature without you. Now, let's talk about how horrible hunting is and why I adore it. There's this false perception that hunting is easy, as if having a gun or a bow gives humans this unstoppable advantage. And yes, it's a powerful thing in your hands, but wolves have teeth. When you see a deer cross the road, completely dumbfounded by a car, you get the wrong idea of their natural instinct. Civilization makes them a whole lot more stupid. Turkeys even more so. Every day in the fall, turkeys used to stand in front of my truck as if they wanted me to hit them. In the wild, one saw me blink from 100 yards and flew away. Deer are similar. Around here, they only really move around dawn and dusk, and a single disturbance into their natural habitat means they stay way clear. Too much wind? They'll catch your scent and they're gone. Step on a twig or shift your weight a little bit. You ain't seen anything for a while. The reason any of us see them on a regular basis is nothing more than the fact that they're used to us in the environments that we are in. So, yeah, that means you can't listen to music, you can't whistle, you can't eat, no noise, no smell, and of course, no movement. We're not as sneaky as we think we are. And of course, a typical weekend day of hunting means getting up before dawn. I get up at 3, put some coffee on, and drive up to my family farm in New Hampshire, probably 4 times in the fall. And by the end of the season, it gets real cold. So you're freezing your tail off, exhausted, with nothing but nature to think about. Now picture this. Majority of the season, I use a bow, in large part because firearms aren't allowed until the final stretch. That means I can't take a shot from beyond 40 yards. I'm standing on a plank of wood nailed to a tree about 25 feet up in the air, with barely enough room to turn. Multiply all those strict rules from before by the situation that I'm in, and you'll see why I haven't gotten an archery kill yet. Now imagine a spider, the size of your palm, creeps into your peripheral along the tree about 3 inches from your face. Yes, this actually happened to me this October. So, all right. Question is, what the hell makes this worthwhile? I'll tell you, when the sun comes up, the birds start chirping. The squirrels start hopping around. You see porcupines, coyotes. There's a black bear that lurks those woods every once in a while. None of them have any idea that you're there. Nature acts normal, as if you weren't there at all. Suddenly, you're wide awake, running on those meager 3 hours of sleep, experiencing the world as if you didn't exist. Yes, we want to get that shot. Yeah, that's the reason we wake up in the morning. But without respect for beauty, respect for the wild, you wouldn't last 30 minutes. You wouldn't step onto that rickety plank, and you sure as hell wouldn't get back up there when nighttime rolled around to see the same thing in reverse. I don't hunt because I want to take a life. I hunt because I respect the life I took. You recognize rather quickly how different the world is shaped when nothing knows you're there. It's because it's incredibly difficult to accomplish that feeling. But when you do, and you realize this is it, it's at the mercy of a truly genius and incredible animal, a crown of antlers on its head. It makes your hands shake. You can't accomplish this peaceful, natural feeling any other way. You can't get it hiking. You can't get it in your backyard. You need to be where no creature would expect you to be, completely cloaked from their eyes, ears, and noses. You need to do it repeatedly, get better at it, understand how to get it again. And that's the real beauty of it. To many, hunting is a complex moral question. Some people on both sides of the argument don't think about it at all. But it's not going away. Now, let me tell you what happens when it does. Now, let's discuss modern America with no hunting. Or the reason it's still necessary, even though it can be under fire at times. Humans are part of the world, just mammals on the tree of life. But we've managed to change the world. We've become greedy, led by the belief that it's our world. But we're just part of the cycle. In the natural world, populations rise and fall. But they just stay in check. Have you ever driven on the highways of Pennsylvania or New Jersey? I tell you, you'll find them littered with the corpses of deer. They've become a safety hazard, as well as an issue for the ecosystem as they ravage the forests, and the citizens have been calling to politicians to fix these issues. In New Jersey, the Farm Bureau found that 50% of farmers have been experiencing crop loss as deer population rises. White-tailed deer have very few natural predators, especially in the Northeast. Coyotes will kill a fawn every once in a while, but the only major predator is us. That means we play a crucial role in the ecosystem. Now, this is where legislators have trouble. If hunting were illegal, not only would the number of car crashes go through the roof, but they'd eat away the habitat of numerous birds and other small animals. Not only that, but hunting provides surveillance data from animal tissue, population sizes, and behavioral patterns. This is valuable information for environmental scientists, and it's not a commonly known fact. Let's talk science for a second. Ecosystems have a carrying capacity, a level of population that any one organism can reach before it becomes a problem. Some would say humans have reached ours. But hunting is about controlling the population before it becomes a problem. Even an animal that seems so harmless as a deer can become a hazard if they're allowed to. Strict hunting legislation has led to the New Jersey problem. Deer are at their carrying capacity. And the duty of hunters has been downplayed to a point where we can now see an unstable ecosystem before our eyes. Now, here's the message. You don't have to feel a burning desire to get out into the wild with your rifle tomorrow, but you don't even have to believe in the morals of shooting an animal. We've all got our opinions on that, and those probably ain't changing. You certainly don't have to jump into the natural cycle of life and death. But hunting is important. We play a major role in restoring and conserving nature, as backwards as that seems. But I will say, it's a delicate balance. It takes more research than I can imagine on the scientist's end, and an incredible amount of responsibility from hunters. In training, they teach us how to be humane, and they teach us how to be cautious and responsible. These values are always on the mind of a hunter when he's thinking about any shot he might take that day. So go ahead. Disagree with the practice, but understand it. Hunting is necessary to keep nature balanced. You don't have to do it, but somebody does. Thanks, everyone, and I'll see you next time on the wild. From the first shot to the facts, we've treaded a path to understanding the real nature of hunting. So here's what I haven't said just yet. Now this is the final installment, where it all comes together. So we've talked about that feeling of taking your first shot, the inevitable emotional rush of it all. We've talked about that feeling of peace, existing as if you didn't in nature. And the practical necessity of hunters as a means to conservation. But why should this mean anything to you? Now I'm thinking, the closer you get to a city, the larger the stigma is around hunting. And there is a stigma, whether it be that it's cruel, dirty, or just a thing of the past. Only 1.5 of those are true. It's more necessary now than ever, actually, aside from survival purposes. The more civilized the nation becomes, the less natural predators there are. The more we needed. Now it's definitely not a clean activity, I'll give you that one. Then cruel. Perhaps some people see it that way. That's not why I do it. And I can't speak for everyone, but nothing has made me feel a greater understanding of life and death, gratitude, grief, patience. The world according to itself. All of these terms that are too big to explain. In the spans of seconds to minutes, like taking a shot does. It ain't thrill seeking, it's the search for understanding. Now I know this may have sounded all argumentative, but it doesn't have to be like that. Just like anything, if you don't do it, you won't know that feeling. You'll still have your opinions, but you'll be a better person for recognizing that it's more than that. I was talking to someone the other day whose brother went on a hunt with their dad and came home crying after shooting a rabbit. Swore never to do it again. And I get it, honestly. I guarantee he had the same reaction that I did when I took my first shot. It's overwhelming. Nothing to be ashamed of. And yeah, it gets easier. But I can also recognize some people don't want it to. Hunting has taught me how to be patient, to become something I'm not, as in almost nothing at all. To be able to experience the world unaffected by man. It's taught me about how we've become the most key piece of an ecosystem. How to be active in the environment. And it's taught me that it's not a simple process. Physically, emotionally, mentally. It's a challenge. But it grows you. It makes you feel things you don't understand. And I can't do it justice in just a few episodes. And this ain't an advertisement for hunting. It's just me trying to spread some understanding. I've learned a lot from my experience in the wild. And I'd think myself doing a disservice to everyone if I didn't try to share that. Even if you're the kind to be least inclined to hear it. So, I gotta thank you. I've enjoyed getting to bounce my thoughts off a few more folks. And I hope you take something away from my story.